You're listening to SBS News.
21 provisionally elected members to the First People's Assembly were elected, bringing Victoria a step closer to becoming the first Australian tier of government to sign a treaty with Aboriginal sovereign nations. Treaty Advancement Commissioner Jill Gallagher says the elections mark a transformative moment in the treaty process.
Australia is the only Commonwealth country in the world that does not have treaties with the First Peoples of that country. I think it's very significant that Victoria, almost 4 years ago now, embarked on a treaty process, and the process has got us to where we are today. This is only the next step in the treaties. The tasks that the Assembly has is enormous, but I'm very confident that we have the right people on the Assembly to take us to the next stage.
A treaty is a contract with a list of legally binding responsibilities. Treaties between governments and Indigenous people can be used to recognise historic sovereignty, sacred sites, place names, historical wrongs, and to map how relationships should evolve in the future. Ms Gallagher says the Assembly is a mix of younger and older people, some of whom are already leaders, while others who will be future leaders. She says the next step is to negotiate the treaty framework.
So this framework is going to be like the rule book as to how clans, local clans here in Victoria, get to negotiate their treaty. The second part of their responsibility outlined in the legislation is to actually negotiate with government the treaty authority. That's the independent umpire. And the third thing that they're supposed to do is negotiate with government the self-determination fund. And that's going to be a fund that's going to help Aboriginal communities at a local level to get ready for treaty.
Sissy Austin is a 25-year-old Gunjit Mara woman who has been elected to represent the state's southwest. She says her decision to stand for a spot on the Assembly was born out of frustration with treaty negotiations so far and fears of having marginalised Indigenous voices left behind. Miss Austin also hopes to inspire younger people to get involved in the decision-making process.
And I hope that I can bring young mob feel inspired by me being elected to the Assembly, and that by having a young person there, they can hopefully become more engaged in the treaty journey from now onwards. I'd love to do like a YouTube channel or vlog thing. I've never done that before, but I think that would be really cool to like vlog the whole treaty journey for Steve Young Mob. Want to watch it.
The Assembly will eventually comprise 32 members and represent communities to work with the government on the ground rules for negotiations, including how treaties can be agreed upon in Victoria and setting up an independent umpire for treaty talks. The 11 non-elected representatives are reserved for the formally recognised traditional owner groups of Victoria. Miss Austin says there should be a number of priority areas for the Assembly.
The first priority needs to be the Stolen Generations redress scheme. You know, we've got every other state and territory in this country that has a redress scheme set up for our Stolen Generation mob, and Victoria is the only state government that doesn't. So I think that should be a matter of priority for everyone that's been elected.
The Assembly will have its first formal meeting at the Victorian Parliament on the 10th of December. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.